what's going on with Chet HaEgel? What in the world did Bnei Yisrael think? They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the Dibros, at least the first Dibros, which took place on that Matan Torah and Sivan, and 40 days later Moshe Rabbeinu isn't back. They think he's supposed to be back. According to their calculations, he's late. So they turn to Aaron and they say, Kuma Seilanu Elohim Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu Ki Zeh Moshe Yish Asher Alanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lo Yadanu Me'hayalanu. Go make for us an Elohim, because Moshe hasn't returned. Aaron says, okay, give me the jewelry. The women refuse. The men give their earrings. Right. He takes the earrings. He throws them into the fire. He makes an egel. Vayomer Eila Elohecha Yisrael Asher Alucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So this is the God that brought you out of Mitzrayim, that led you out of Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, ki ein tipesh ba'ola. There isn't a fool in the world who would think that the gold that 2 hours ago was in their ears and now fashioned the Negel was the God that took them out of Mitzrayim months ago. Like, what are they thinking? What are they saying? They really believe that the gold that they just took out of their jewelry and fashioned into egel in the last short period of time was the God that took them out of Mitzrayim. The door of Midbar may have had people who did averos, may have had rishayim, but they weren't idiots. What in the world were they thinking? So Ramban says, take a look at the Pesukim. Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't returned. Is Moshe Rabbeinu a god? No. They turn to Aaron and they say, Kuma seilanu Elohim ashel yelchu lefaneinu ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher ha'alanu me'aretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu me'hayalo. Moshe the man. He's a person. Ki ze Moshe ha'ish. Moshe's not God. And Moshe hasn't returned. So what are they searching for? What do they need? The Ramban and others explain that Moshe was Bnei Yisrael's intermediary with God, with Ribbono Shel Olam. When Hashem wanted things from Bnei Yisrael, he told Moshe, and Moshe then transmitted that to Bnei Yisrael. When Bnei Yisrael had complaints, they went to Moshe, and Moshe went and transmitted their complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't see Hashem. And they needed something tangible, something visible, with which to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. God's presence rested in their minds on Moshe Rabbeinu. If they needed to travel, Moshe Rabbeinu would tell them where to go. And now Moshe's gone. And they think that he's not coming back. They think that he must have died. They miscalculated the time. What's going to be? How are they going to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They need something that they can see, on which the divine presence can rest. And that's how they'll be able to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they know only one thing. You make an image, you make a form, and there the divine presence will rest on that form, and that will be the intermediary with which they can relate to God. They don't think that the Egel took them out of Mitzrayim. But they think that God's presence will now rest on the Egel. And now they'll have the substitute for Moshe. Something with which they can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's so terrible? The good intentions. They're not turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're trying to turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get so angry? But the answer is very clear.
Because 40 days earlier, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Lo sa'ase lecha kol pesel v'chol t'muna asher v'shemayim imal asher ba'aretz mitachat. You can't make an image. You can't do this. There's no question what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told them. But 40 days later, they decide that they're going to make an image. And that's what's so bad. But now I'm going to repeat the question. I understand that it's bad. I understand that they were told they shouldn't do it. But they did have good intentions. They did really want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't really want to turn away from it. Okay, I understand it was wrong. But it was so wrong, it was so terrible, that we hold up the Chet HaEgel to such that whenever Bnei Yisrael get punished for future generations, there's always a little bit of the punishment of Chet HaEgel. It's that bad? And the answer is yes. It really is that bad. And why is it so bad? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Ovdei Hashem. But an Eved Hashem is somebody who does what Hashem wants. The moment you come along and you say, I know better, I want to worship Hashem differently, I think it's better to worship God this way, even though he said differently, but this is what we need, then that's no longer Avodas Hashem. That's not doing what God wants. That's doing what you want. You think it's better to have some sort of intermediary. You think it's better to have an ego. You think you need an image. Then you're worshiping your desires, your wishes, your wants, your dictates, not Hashem's. That's some sort of foreign worship. But some sort of avoda zara. In the Haftarah that we read from Sefer Malachim, is the famous story of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. The Jews were worshipping, many, many Jews were worshipping Baal, the popular Avodah Zarah of the time. And Eliyahu challenges the Nevi'ei HaBaal. Each one will build a Mizbeach, and each one will put a par, and we'll see whose carbon is accepted. And before the challenge actually takes place, it says that they gathered Bnei Yisrael together. Vayigash Eliyahu al kol ha'am vayomer ad masay atem poskim al shnei asipim. How long are you going to straddle the fence? How long are you going to worship both? Im Hashem o Elokim luchu acharav v'im Abba luchu acharav. If Hashem is the God, then go after him. And if it's Baal, go after him. People don't answer. So Rav Pamzatzal quotes it once, Reb Chaim Brisker came along and he said, what kind of question is this? What do you mean? How can he say if it's Hashem, worship Hashem, but if it's Baal, worship Baal? How can Eliyahu utter those words? But if it's Baal, worship Baal. So Reb Chaim explained, no. What Eliyahu is saying is like this. How long are you going to straddle the fence? Either you worship Hashem totally, either you believe totally on Hashem, but if you want to create some sort of combination over here, partially God, and partially Baal, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, then that's Baal. Worshipping Hashem 50% and 50% Baal is Baal.
80% Hashem and 20% Baal, that's Baal. 95% Hashem and 5% Hashem and 5% Baal, that's Baal. Because you're doing what you want. You're not doing what Hashem wants. You know that Hashem needs to do what Hashem wants. Not what I think, what I like, what makes sense to me, what I desire. Then it's worshipping something else. Unfortunately, Rapam pointed out many years ago, and it's still very true, there are those bizmanenu who claim that they want to do things that will make us closer to God. And they come up with all sorts of nice, interesting methods and new ideas. And this will bring us closer, and that will bring us closer, and that this will help us relate to God. And that will bring people more into Yiddishkeit. Sometimes it may be okay. Sometimes it may be within the given parameters of what's acceptable. But all too often it's outside the parameters. We know better than God how to bring people closer to God. If we only did this, if we only did that, if we only bent this rule and changed that, and in essence, that's what the Egel Azel was all about. The people claimed they knew better than the Kadosh Baruch Hu what will bring people closer to Hashem, and that was the fatal mistake of the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to by many names. But very possibly, the biggest compliment that we give to Moshe Rabbeinu is not even that he's called the Isha Lukim at the end of Chumash, Sefer Dvarim, at the beginning of Zot HaBracha, but rather the beginning of Sefer VaYoshua. It's called Eved Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Eved. Later on, at the end of Nevi'im, we find Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew an awful lot. He understood a tremendous amount. But no matter what, he did whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Even when he desired so much to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he davened, according to the Midrashim, 515 times to go into Eretz Yisrael because he wanted so desperately to go in. And had he davened the 516th time, Hashem would have relented. One more tefillah. But Hashem said to him, Rav Loch, al tosav daber elai od ba davar hazeh, no more tefillos. Moshe stopped. If Hashem doesn't want it, then I'm not going to do it. It doesn't matter what I want, it doesn't matter what I think, it doesn't matter how much I desire it. Because the ultimate is that we strive to be Avdei Hashem.